Dave and Darren's top five things. A review of the top five things that happened on the morning show that we do every morning over on KQCJ, Planet 93.9. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. What you're about to hear, this podcast, is made possible thanks to Nature's Treatment of Illinois.
Yeah, they have the goal to fully understand their clients' needs physically, mentally, and emotionally because they know it's not easy to live with a chronic illness. Their experienced wellness consultants will sit down with you and discuss what options work best to make you feel more comfortable. If you'd like to check this out, you can take a look at the frequently asked questions. Those are answered at the website, ntillinois.com.
Here we go. We're right into it with our number one bit.
Number one.
Number one.
Wildlife officials in California are freaking out. There's a mystery disease that appears
to be... Oh, good, another one.
Well, but there's good news and bad news. It's not for us. It's a mystery ailment that appears to be stripping young bears of their fear of humans.
What's the matter with you guys?
Yeah, these bears aren't afraid of us, and they need to be.
That would help.
That's important. Cases have been turning up in California for the last 7 years. There have been four in the last year. There's this video where this guy's snowboarding and a little bear cub comes up. And here's the thing about bear cubs. They're adorable. But also, they shouldn't be coming up to us.
They're quite dangerous.
Yeah. The behavior is anything but normal for a bear. A little bear cub should be running away from me.
Can I keep it?
No.
What the hell do you call that?
It's a baby bear.
I'm going to call him Hush Puppy, Daddy.
You don't get time for that. Well, the problem is when they take a look at these bears that are hanging out with humans, these little bear cubs, when the cubs are hanging out with human beings, which they should not be doing, they do some investigating, and all of these cubs have inflammation in their brain. Which isn't great. Brain inflammation is making them make bad decisions. Maybe that's why you get rid of you, Darvish. I don't know.
Come on, let's go, you guys.
Saying.
He's brother.
Jock Peterson.
Look at him.
Now, they didn't.
NL MVP.
Yeah. You think so?
Mm-hmm. Crushing the ball.
Now, they didn't have to put the bear down, but the problem is with this bear that they studied that came up to a snowboarder in a viral video. This bear requires veterinary care and will never be released back to the wild. Scientists have discovered five new viruses in these sick bears. Now, are these viruses to blame for why these bears are coming up to human beings? The Bear League telling CBS, quote, "We started seeing something strange, I believe it was about 5 years ago." There was a story where a bear walked into a school and then a bear walked into a classroom full of children, and he sat in the back like he was a puppy dog. Now, that's, I mean...
Puppy dogs do that?
Well, a bear walking into a school and then walking into a classroom full of children and then just hanging out, and the kids probably thought that was neat. That's not neat. That bear should have been terrified to go into a building full of people.
I wonder if the cub went up to the snowboarder.
Yeah.
Because the snowboarder was just so chill.
Yeah, could be. Appreciates the vibes. There's something about these afflicted bears, they say, where they just seem off. Usually their heads are tilted, and they walk around with a zoned-out look on their face.
Fuck Orion out loud. Holy man. What do you call that?
Wildlife officials say the ailment does not appear to make the neurologically dull animals more aggressive towards humans, which is, I guess, the good news.
For now.
Yeah. The other issue with this, though, is, and the thing that now we have to freak out about is, if they keep coming closer and closer to us, then there's the chance, there's always the possibility of whatever is making these bears dumber.
Getting passed on to us.
Yes, the virus jumps from bears to humans. And then we're all walking around with bear brain disease.
Any more than we already are.
Right. They say the chances of that happening appear to be low. Okay, but I bet a couple years ago we would have thought, something jumping from a bat and bringing the world to its knees was probably low too, huh? I mean, I don't know. There's a couple cases of this in Nevada and a bunch of them in California. So hopefully we don't get the bear stupids. like these bears have, and hopefully they can figure out a way to treat these bears so they don't keep hanging out and acting like they're our pets. They're not our pets.
That is certainly a thing. It's scientifically proven that there is such a thing as bear stupid.
What the hell you call that?
No, how much more proof do you need? Mike Glennon. Nick Foles.
Is it
Andy
possible?
Dalton.
Is it possible this
that Ryan Pace has bear stupid?
Cade McNown. Is it possible that the problems with our beloved Chicago Bears, it's just brain inflammation?
Yeah.
Could we do some sort of scan?
Their brains are too big for their skulls.
That would be the only thing to explain trading up to get Mitch Trubisky, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's brain inflammation. I almost kind of hope that's the case because that would explain a lot of things.
At least there'd be some sort of physical reason
right.
as to why this is going on.
Right. And we could let the healing
begin by drilling a hole in their head and relieving the pressure.
Two. I'd like to play a game with you, Darren. I call it 50 Nifty United States. I'm going to tell you just a little bit about a person. And
make
then
it 51.
Well,
make it 52.
Well, that's coming. That's coming here. But right now, as currently constructed, our United States of America have 50 states in the Union. I have 50 Nifty United States. Yeah, I guess when we get to 51 and 52, that song will have to go away.
Yeah, the song is obsolete.
Yeah. You can't do 52 Nifty to United States.
That's not bad, though.
It's not. I might have to put pen to paper. I should have something ready for the school children when we get D.C. and Puerto Rico as states.
You might want to trademark that now.
That's not bad. All right, I'm going to write that down. Add that on the list of things. Another one of my get-rich-quick schemes. 52 Nifty to United States from 13 original colonies. 50 Nifty United States. I'm going to tell you just a little bit about a gentleman, and then I want you, Darren, to guess which state of our union he is from. Capiche?
Okay. Boy, you try to come after this at every angle.
Look, man.
I got you. I love it. I like it. It's very innovative.
A Marvel super fan has broken the Guinness World Record for the most cinema productions attended of the same film. That means he's seen the same movie in the theater 191 times. The movie is Avengers Endgame.
Yes.
Which is a pretty long movie, frankly. This guy is named Ramiro Alanis. He's 33 years old, and he broke the Guinness World Record for most times seeing Avengers Endgame, 191 times. Can you guess which state he's from?
Let me ask you this first, though.
Mm-hmm.
What does he do with his free time?
Well, I'll get into that. I'll get into that because he has some complaints.
I would say he's maybe from Florida.
Florida.
Yes, a Florida man has broken the Guinness World Record for most cinema productions attended of the same film after watching Avengers Endgame 191 times. He's 33 years old. He broke the record earlier this month. The previous record was held by a guy who had seen Avengers Infinity War 103 times in theaters.
Now, who keeps track of this?
Lonely, sad folks.
You get to keep track of it by yourself?
He announced the new record with a picture on Twitter that displayed his Guinness World Record certificate as well as all of his ticket stubs. And he writes here, quote, "I'm officially amazing. A Guinness World Record title holder for the most cinema productions attended same film with 191 times seeing Avengers Endgame. This," he says, "is priceless." Speaking about breaking the record, he says his passion for movies helped him power through this record attempt, but it was not without some struggles. Quote, "The most difficult part about this attempt was giving up my social life with my family. The gym. I've lost 16 pounds of muscle. And managing
atrophy.
And managing my work hours and screening times at the theaters."
Uh-huh.
He thanked his friends, family, and staff members at the theaters he visited for their support.
Now, does it say that he would see this movie multiple times in a day? Or was he just knocking it out?
He would have to have, right? He says, I would go twice on weekends. twice on weekdays, Saturday and Sunday, I'd go 4 to 5 times, which is the most I can because the movie is 3 hours and 2 minutes long.
Sure.
Avengers Endgame came out 2 years ago.
Now, if he falls asleep,
yeah.
Does that count? It shouldn't.
Interesting. How do you not fall asleep? I loved the movie and I almost fell asleep because it's 3 hours long. Came out in April of 2019. By June, he had already seen the movie 110 times. He bought tickets to watch the film 5 times on opening weekend so he wouldn't miss anything. After that, he started daily visits to the theater to watch the film and posted pictures of his visits online to document his experience.
Okay, so he did that and he kept track of his tickets.
Uh-huh, must
and
have.
And turned that over to Guinness.
Avengers Endgame became the highest grossing film of all time in July of 2019 after making $2.79 billion at the global box office. Endgame was in theaters for 87 days. Now, the previous record holder for biggest moneymaker was James Cameron's Avatar,
right.
But that was in theaters for almost a year, and then it was re-released. Later, during interviews with the Guinness World Record, this Alanis fellow said that he had some tips for people that want to mount their own record-breaking attempt. He says, plan accordingly to your record attempt and prepare yourself as much as you can, physically and mentally. All things are possible.
Kiss your family goodbye.
How much would you hate a movie if you'd seen it in theaters 191 times? And Avengers, you know, the Infinity Wars and Endgame, they're fine. They're great.
Yeah, I'm not sure I would have been crazy about them the first time.
I've seen them both twice, once in the theater and once at home. I don't know that I need to see them again. But yeah, he is the new
world
record.
Well, not with that attitude.
Well, no. I'm not willing. The fact that he's complaining about, you know, I missed out on a lot of time with my friends and family. Right. Because you did this. This time wasn't robbed from you. You weren't falsely imprisoned by the movie theater. You bought tickets.
You lost 16 pounds of muscle.
Yeah. Yeah, he couldn't go to the gym. So.
Yeah, that was my excuse, too.
All the Avengers movies?
Yeah.
Number three.
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 It's normal to sometimes have like a bruise and you have no idea where you got it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now that weather's...
I'm the champion of that.
Yeah, now that the weather's getting warmer, like you might have shorts on and someone will be like, hey, what'd you do to your leg? And you're like, what are you talking about what I do to my leg? That happens to you, right?
Uh-huh.
Maybe sometimes there's even like a scratch or a scrape where you think, I have no memory of doing that.
A lot of them take place on my belly for some reason.
Really? You get belly scrapes?
Not scrapes, bruises.
So you get belly bruises. It looks like somebody punched you and you...
Like a little person punched me.
A little
me.
Tiny fist of fury?
A little tiny little fist punched me.
Hmm.
I don't know what I banged into.
It's not unusual to have like something, you know, wrong. Every once in a while, like at the dinner table. I got a 12-year-old and be like, hey, what'd you do to your elbow? And they'll be like, nah, I have no idea. That's just a normal part of life.
Yeah.
Obviously, if there's persistent bruising, that's something you got to have somebody take a look at. You should have a physician look at that if you're getting scrapes and bruises all the darn time. But every once in a while, what I'm saying is it's normal for there to be something where you go, I don't know what happened there.
Yeah.
And sometimes the bruises can be pretty pronounced.
Pretty significant.
Jesus.
Like,
I don't
did
know
I
what.
Fall off a roof?
I think I might have been in a car accident. I don't know what this is. So while it is normal to every once in a while have a scrape or a cut or
did
something
I get
on you.
Carjacked?
You always assume you've been carjacked. That's becoming your go-to thing now. There's this story from the Philippines where a guy got stabbed.
Okay, that you would remember, you would think.
You would think. Had the knife lodged in his body for over a year, didn't realize it was there.
Okay.
This guy...
We need you to focus a little bit.
Stabbed by a group of teenagers on January 20th, 2020. He was taken to a government hospital for treatment, but the treating physician stitched up the wound and gave him painkillers, but didn't take an x-ray. The 4-inch blade was still lodged inside his body next to his ribcage.
So the handle came off?
Must have. So he knew he'd been stabbed. He went to the doctor. The doctor didn't bother to see, hey, is there anything in there?
Well, how about you do?
He would occasionally feel pain in his chest whenever the weather got cold. But he says it was never bad enough for him to see a doctor. I just waited for the pain to pass, says Kent Ryan Tomo. Yeah, I just thought I'd let the pain pass. 14 months after he was stabbed, he had to pass a pre-employment medical test for a new job. So they take an x-ray and they reveal this knife blade.
Oh boy, that's a big one.
Just inches away from piercing his lungs. Yeah, it's a 4-inch blade inside this dude's chest.
There's your new nickname.
He says, I had no idea there was a knife in my chest. Now I'm relieved that I know what the real problem is, he says.
Yeah, that's sweet relief to get rid of that.
He says he has no intention of suing the hospital that initially treated him, but he will return to that hospital to have the knife surgically removed. I'd find another hospital somewhere in the Philippines.
Yeah, you don't really owe him a lot of loyalty.
Also, listen, I'm not suggesting you need to sue your doctor every time there's a mistake, but a blade in your chest for almost a year and a half?
I didn't put it there.
He says the doctors did not check my wounds properly last year, so I believe they are partly at fault about what happened. They should fix this. I will not press charges. I just want them to remove the knife.
For free!
So I can start working in my new company.
What are the chances they do it for free?
There's not a chance in the world they're going to do it for free.
Of course not.
No, we're going to need to charge you to take that knife out. You know, I feel like you should have done this the first time, so...
No, these look like billable dollars to me.
Yeah, there's got to be a lawyer in the Philippines calling this guy saying, listen, buddy, this whole I'm not going to sue the hospital. Because he had to get this checkup, and they did the x-rays for a new job working in a mine. Now, marvelous. As much fun as working in a Philippine mine is, I'm pretty sure if I was some sort of attorney in the Philippines, we could work things out where you don't have to go underground.
You might want to take a stab at it.
Consider yourself zing.
The zing of the day.
I'm not going to sue. I'm just relieved to know what the real problem is. Whenever it would get cold, it would chill up the metal in his chest, the blade in his chest.
Uh-huh.
And he'd be like, well, I can't explain this cold sensation, but I don't want to be a bother to anybody. Knife lodged in his body for more than a year, and he just realized. By the way, I'd like to thank the newspaper Coconuts Manila for this story. That's right. Coconuts Manila.
I wish that was my name.
That'd be a good boxing name.
Uh-huh, sure would be.
Now entering the ring, the Philippine sensation, Coconuts Manila.
Maybe that'll be my name that's my casino name.
Uh-oh, everybody.
Oh, here he comes.
Oh, when Coconuts Manila goes all in on a pot, you got to get out. That means he's got something. Look at him splash the pot. That's so Coconuts Manila right there.
He's holding a pair. And by that, I mean, yeah. Look at the way he walks.
Number four. People at Burger King announcing that they have a new chicken sandwich they want to roll out. Because everybody's rolling out their chicken sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a year and a half since Popeyes released the chicken sandwich that changed the chicken sandwich game.
And our world.
And the way we view ourselves. Last month, Burger King said they've been working on their own hand-breaded chicken sandwich. They reportedly have been working on this since 2019.
Okay.
What? What's so funny?
You're in the food business, and it takes you 2 years to work out a chicken
sandwich. Well, you just can't roll it out. Like, you gotta, you know, it takes a while.
Here's an idea.
Well, you're Burger King. You can't have a misstep if you're going to be getting into the chicken sandwich game. I applaud them for thinking things through. They've been testing.
Get a pressure cooker.
Yeah.
Get some chicken.
Yeah.
Bread the chicken.
Yeah.
Put it in the pressure cooker.
Yeah.
Put it on a bun. add some mayo and pickles and call it a day. 2 years.
They've been working on the hand-breaded sandwich since 2019 and not so secretly
testing
it. That's
not a bad job.
They've been testing it since September. They say here, the chief marketing officer for Burger King in North America says here in the statement, quote, "What if hand-breading were to chicken what flame grilling is to burgers? That's been our guiding filter to bring a delicious chicken sandwich to guests in a way only BK can. We'll take the time to get it right, and our guests will definitely taste the difference.
And we'll continue to cash the checks."
They were going to introduce the new chicken sandwich later on this year, but it might be even later now. And the problem is there is a shortage of pickles. A pickle shortage. And what's even trickier is there is no pickle shortage. There's a shortage of jars to put pickles in.
Hmm.
We are in a pickle jar shortage.
We're in a pickle.
We have pickles for Whoppers, they say, but these are bigger, crunchier, zestier pickles.
And
the problem is we can't get the pickles because they couldn't get jars during the pandemic. They couldn't make the jars to put the pickles in, and they couldn't make enough of them to get them where they could be at all the Burger Kings. This is a tier two supply shortage.
Let's have another meeting about it.
Which affects manufacturers that produce stuff for tier one suppliers. So we got plenty of pickles. We just don't have a way to get the pickles out to the restaurants because, again, can't find pickle jars.
Can't put it in a plastic jar?
No. Well, they say here when it comes to Clausen brand pickles, they've had issues with getting glass jars from their suppliers due to a combination of increased grocery demand and decreased manufacturing schedules. More of us are buying glasses of, you know, jars of things, and they're making less jars. So there's been a 30% decline in glass recycling due to cutbacks at some city services. Clausen Pickles, during some weeks in late May and June of last year, they experienced a decrease in availability. It was close to 90%.
Okay, how many chicken sandwiches does Burger King have right now? Because I know they've got, like, the long one.
What do you mean?
It's a long chicken. Or it's a long chicken patty. This way.
Okay.
Like a shoe.
The long chicken sandwich?
I don't think they call it the long chicken sandwich.
They ought to. That's a better name than whatever they came up with. What do they call it at Burger King? The long chicken? I'm looking here at the menu for Burger King. Oh, gosh, I got to tell them, I got to give them my address before they'll tell me what the menu is. For crying out loud.
I know it. What a world.
All right, so I'm looking here.
Okay, so they've got the original chicken sandwich. That's the one that's long.
Okay.
They have a BLT chicken junior, a chicken junior. They also have a spicy crispy chicken sandwich, a crispy chicken sandwich, and a barbecued bacon crispy chicken sandwich. It looks like they've already got it. They've got chicken sandwiches.
Well, I mean, McDonald's, so does Popeyes, so does McDonald's. They want to get in on this craze of the breaded, the chicken that you're talking
These
about.
These look breaded to me. I mean, isn't that what McDonald's is calling their new chicken sandwich, a crispy chicken sandwich?
Yes.
That's what Burger King has.
They already have one.
They already have one.
Well, they're saying this will be breaded differently. I don't know.
So basically all you're doing is just getting rid of some of the stuff. You're getting rid of the lettuce and the tomato and adding pickles on the bottom of the sandwich so that it looks like Chick-fil-A.
Now, see, here's how I do my part. I order it without the pickle.
Of course you do.
Just, I don't care for pickles on my sandwiches. Sometimes I'll order a pickle.
You order pickles?
No, sometimes. Usually I'll get it. When I get a hamburger sandwich, I'll say, no pickle, please. Every once in a great while, I won't make that request, and I will take the pickle off and eat it on its own because I find I need the vitamin C. I like medicinal pickles. I will take a pickle off a sandwich and enjoy it by itself, and then I will have the hamburger sandwich.
But you're not willing to do that every time?
I only do it when I find my body is craving the vitamin C. Mm. I can't do it on its own. And when I bite into a sandwich, a hamburger sandwich, and I've told them no pickle, and there's a pickle on that, I'm telling you, it'll drive me to fits. It's not great. Can't do it. So sometimes I will order it, knowing I'm getting the pickle, but I have to have the pickle on its own. I cannot have the pickle as part of. And you know what I think what the problem is for me, too, is the pickle's only on part of the hamburger sandwich. So there's an inconsistency in the hamburger sandwich experience. If they were to make like the pickle long enough that it covered the whole patty, that might do that.
But the fact that there's only a couple pickles on the sandwich.
It's like, what's going on here? Like hamburger, hamburger, hamburger. Oh, then now there's a pickle. Like, I don't like that I don't know when the pickle's coming. It's like playing pickle roulette, and I don't care for it. Mm-hmm. It's distracting.
Eating a hamburger is like playing pickle roulette.
Well, the way that they put pickles on, yes. Maybe if they put enough pickles all the way around it.
Have you
so
ever
it was
had,
a consistent pickle experience.
Have you ever had the pickle that's the big round slice?
I didn't know that. Is that a thing? I thought I just invented that.
No, you didn't invent that. No.
So it's like, I mean, it would be
bigger
like,
it's like
that's
this.
What I'm looking for.
Yeah, it's like the size of a patty.
They make those?
Yes.
That's a game changer. Why don't they offer that at fast food restaurants?
It's probably pricier.
Well, I'm willing to pay a premium for a pickle that isn't going to drive me crazy.
So the problem you have is not necessarily with the pickle, it's the inconsistency of the pickle.
That's precisely what the problem is. Mm. It would be like if they put, mustard and ketchup on half the patty. What are we doing here?
And they probably do.
No, but you get it a consistent mustard and ketchup. Like, they don't put lettuce, just a little bit of lettuce right in the center of the hamburger sandwich. The lettuce is a consistent experience.
Well, lettuce is bigger than a pickle for the most part.
Well, you're telling me it isn't, though. You're telling me that they have the option of doing pickles that are...
They've got a big hamburger slice.
It's like a hamburger. How do they grow the pickles that big?
Well, that's a different question.
I want to Google big pickle, but I'm afraid of what my results are going to be. So I'm not going to do that. But is that something I could find at a grocery store?
Just go to your favorites.
Easy.
You'll find it there.
I shared that with you in confidence.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
What are you talking about?
Morning, good morning.
What are you talking about? We Googled it together.
Is that something the people at Vlasic make?
I think it's a Vlasic thing. Yeah.
All right. If I Google Vlasic.
Or at least they used to make that. Maybe they don't anymore. Maybe people didn't buy it.
Yeah, I don't see anything like what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, it exists. I know. I've seen it.
Where have you seen this?
In a store.
In the pickle section?
Yes, in the pickle section. Not in the adult section.
You have to go behind a curtain?
Yeah.
To see these big pickles?
It's beads, really.
Yeah, you have to show an ID. I'm seeing pickles here from Vlasic. Spears, holes, stackers, dill, right, what's chips.
What's the other?
Who else makes pickles?
Yeah, who's the other big pickle player?
Gherkins, holes, butter spears. Boy, this is a lot. This is a lot. I had no idea there were this many pickles. Who else makes pickles
look
other than...
Is it Clausen's?
Yeah, well, Clausen's are the ones that are saying they can't make the pickles for Burger King.
Well, they're
in
liars.
Fashion. All right, Clausen's are the original refrigerated pickle from the good people at Kraft. It says a pickle's a funny thing. But in 1870, when Claus Clausen found himself with too many cucumbers...
His first name was Claus?
Hello.
Hello. I'm Claus Clausen.
When Claus Clausen found himself with too many cucumbers and a crazy idea, you could say the pickle picked him. 90 years later, Claus's great-grandson Edward Clausen had the bold idea of refrigerating pickles for the best crunch. And with that, Clausen started their place as the original refrigerated pickle. From a simple barrel of cucumbers 150 years ago to your lunch today, our pickles pack a punch that can't be beat.
Yeah, they used to have a big round, like almost...
No, I'm telling you, I think I just invented that.
No.
No, these are like just long. I don't know how you would make it as big as I need it to be. You would need to mash them together to make some sort of patty. You can't grow a cucumber that big around.
Well, the cucumber's this big around.
At least. But that seems like an obnoxious size for a cucumber.
Well, it's a decent sized cucumber. You're right about that. And you would think that a cucumber that's that big,
yeah,
might be kind of tough and woody. Hello. I'm Tough and Woody.
That's our new name for the show. Tough and Woody in the morning. We're going to take a break, and we're back with more of whatever it is we're doing here. Okay, it says burger slices.
Yeah, burger slices.
That's what it's called?
Where is it at?
Clausen burger slices? Oh, now this... Okay, I'm very intrigued by this. Clausen burger slices. It was here, and now
it's missing.
Have they
it's
taken
like
it
Brigadoon.
Off? Have they taken it off the menu?
Maybe they don't make it anymore, because I know they did it one time.
Well, I just saw it on their... Okay, cut type. It says sandwich slices. Oh, they make three different kinds, the people at Clausen. Garlic slices, sandwich slices. No, that's not...
They're not talking sandwich slices.
No, we want for a whole hamburger sandwich. Are there pickles in sauerkraut?
Are there pickles in sauerkraut?
Yeah.
No, sauerkraut's cabbage.
Sauerkraut's just cabbage, right?
Yeah.
Well, they're saying sauerkraut. They must have...
Well, they make sauerkraut.
Clausen does.
Hmm. Klaus Clausen.
You could say the sauerkraut chose him.
Number five.
We were reminiscing the other day in my house about the time that I went... Over the handlebars on the scooter and took my teeth out.
Who was reminiscing? Well, the boy?
The boy loves to bring it up because yeah. What an idiot my father is his favorite story to tell. And he likes to bring this up.
Yeah, about, I figured it was him.
Yeah, whenever I make the mistake of saying out loud that I have good judgment, he's there to go, what about that time you were showing me how safe the scooter was and you took your front teeth out? And he says to me, he goes, I've always wanted to ask you something about that, Dad.
Oh, I love this.
And he says,
I felt I was too young at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
But now that I'm almost a teen.
I guess if you haven't heard the story before, I'll give you the cliff notes. This is a number of years ago.
You bought him a scooter.
He got that scooter. Somebody gave him a Razor scooter like when he was a baby.
Okay.
Like somebody brought it to a baby shower and was like, when he's old enough, he can have this. Okay. So it was sitting in our garage forever.
All right.
And he was, how long ago was that? That's
4 years ago?
5 or 6 years, right?
Know. Okay, maybe.
It wasn't.
4 years ago?
I think it's five.
Five.
I think this year it'll be five years since I knocked out my front teeth.
Let's call it five.
So he's got the Razor scooter. I'm like, you know, you never ride this thing. Why don't you ride it? It looks like it'd be fun. And he says to me, I don't know, Pop. It doesn't look safe. And I say, nonsense.
It couldn't be safer.
I say, nonsense. Watch this. And I get on it. And I'm on the driveway, and the driveway's got a bit of an incline.
Sure.
And I start to go, and then I go, see, and when you go a little too fast, you just hit the brakes. It's got a handbrake. I hit the brake.
Brakes works real good.
And the thing came to a complete stop. And I went over the handlebars, landing teeth first on the pavement.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. So somehow that came up the other day at dinner.
That's why we don't let you on ladders.
I came up at dinner, and he goes, Dad, there's something I've always been meaning to ask you about that time that you knocked your teeth out.
And you had to be thinking, oh, this will be good.
Well, I walked right into it.
Sure did.
I was like, yeah, what do you need to know? I'm thinking he's going to ask, like, did it hurt? Were you in a lot of pain? Did it hurt when they had to, you know, put your teeth back on your, you know? I'm wondering if he's going to ask about the process of how it is I'm walking around with chompers.
Were you working
now.
For the beer company then?
So I just started a job as a beer salesman. Like, I had just started, and I was doing calls. And the thing was, I was missing my two front teeth, and my face was scraped up. I look like a tweaker. So I'm, like, introducing myself, and it wasn't a good look for a couple days until I could get my face and my teeth fixed.
Oh, my God.
I looked like somebody that was making medicine with cleaning products. So he says, there's something I've always been meaning to ask you. And I go, yeah, what is it? And he goes, what exactly were you thinking when you did that? I was trying to show you how safe it was.
And how to use the brakes.
Right.
They work really well.
And he's like, well, I never got on it. Like you did
to this day.
To this day, yeah, I'm the only one that's ever ridden a stupid thing.
I wouldn't call it riding so much.
Yeah. You know what I need to do is drop that Razor scooter off at the Goodwill because we don't ride it. It's been in the garage now for 12 years. The only time I ever rode it, I ended up doing, you know, damage to my most precious asset, my beautiful face.
Yeah, I'd give it to someone who knows how to ride it.
Did you see the story of the Goodwill where somebody found $42,000 in a bunch of old sweaters?
Nice.
Yeah, this is in Oklahoma.
Whatever you do, cherish the sweaters.
Right? A Goodwill employee finds $42,000 in sweaters that were donated to the Goodwill. And this woman...
I have to imagine if you work at Goodwill, the number one rule, the first thing they tell you day one is whatever you find is not yours.
Right.
If you find something, you need to let us know.
She finds in these sweaters stacks and stacks of envelopes, and the envelopes are stuffed with $100 bills. And when it was all said and done, Andrea Lessing found $42,000 worth of cash that was in these sweaters. Here's a story from News 4 in Oklahoma.
Just from working here for about a month and a half, I've noticed that there are a lot of weird things that have been donated. Hello, welcome to Goodwill.
And it's Andrea Lessing's job to sort through them.
You want to make sure we're selling good product, and that there's no stains, there's no holes, there's no tears, there's no rips.
One day.
There's no $42,000. She's been working there a month and a half, and she finds $42,000 in cash. Ends up doing the right thing, obviously.
She came across two sweaters wrapped together, holding what she thought was books. It wasn't.
There was just stacks of just envelopes, and it just contained $100 bills. My first thought was, it's fake.
But it was real. A stack of $100 bills totaling to $42,000. The largest cash find in Goodwill's history in Oklahoma. Along with it, documents with information that helped them track down the owner. Something that is also highly unusual.
Normally, we have no way to know who the money belongs to. Even if we wanted to try to give it back to someone, there was no way to find who that person was.
Of course, we're all only human, and the thought of keeping or hiding a find like that might cross our minds. But Andrea rose above that urge.
I have a daughter. I love her very much, and you can't put a price on my daughter. And I know what could be risked, stealing that money. And I do believe in karma. I believe that, you know, if you do something good will come back to you.
And
What a chump. She's a sucker, but that's wonderful to hear. They ended up giving her a $1,000 reward.
I like how the news reporter reveals a little bit about herself in that.
We're all human.
We're all human. And
almost like the reporter's disappointed.
We all have deceitful thoughts.
I could see.
We all battle against doing the wrong thing.
We all have our demons.
The devil is always there. What?
I could also see. Obviously, this woman, this Andrea Lessing, sounds like she's a good person that did the right thing. And
she knew she couldn't keep the money.
But that's the other thing. She's been working there a month and a half. You almost have to wonder, like, is this a test?
Right.
Am I being tested right now by the people at Goodwill to see if I do the right thing? Because this money's clearly fake. No one would put $42,000 in cash in sweaters.
Am I an undercover boss?
Right. Can I ask you a question about undercover boss?
Uh-huh.
How is that still a thing? Every time I watch the Undercover Boss, I think, how do these dummies not know they're on Undercover Boss?
I don't know.
They tell them, it's like, well, we're doing a different reality show. But no, of course you're an undercover boss.
Who's the undercover lunatic?
Boss looks ridiculous. Somebody is in too much makeup. Two, I mean, anytime there's a camera in your face, just assume you're on Undercover Boss. Why would you act like you're not on television when you're at work?
I always kind of hoped that they would do that with the River Bandits.
They'd come and do Undercover Boss?
Uh-huh. And they'd bring Heller in.
Yeah.
It's clearly him. But they've got him dressed up like, I don't know what. And the thing is, he shows up and he's in a different costume each day.
That's not bad. I mean,
it's 2 seconds, you know it's him.
Yeah, that's not bad.
But, you know, one day he's dressed up as like a geisha girl. The next day, you know,
I was thinking more like old man makeup, yeah, like Joseph Cotton in Citizen Kane.
Yeah, okay. So
you got any cigars, young man?
Yeah, he's that one day. Uh-huh. Then he shows up and he's like a cowboy.
So, okay. And like within 5 minutes of him showing up at the ballpark, everybody knows it's him.
Everyone.
And he just gets mad. How did you know it was me?
Everybody knows.
That's not bad.
That would have been a good undercover boss.
I'd watch that movie, that show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations to this woman in Oklahoma for doing the right thing. But also, that's $42,000.
Yeah, she was never going to keep it.
No, she must have assumed that it was a sting, right?
Yeah, it's not worth it.
I mean, I think she did the right thing because she's someone who does the right thing. I want to be very clear about that. But also, this seems pretty easy to do the right thing when it's that much money, and it just seems like this is clearly
a lot of
something they do when you're here at Goodwill for a month and a half.
Yeah, this is a lot of trouble.
Right?
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
I don't know about you, but I'm exhausted. That was good stuff. We'll do another one soon, including a special patron-only show that we'll be doing for March, but we're doing it on April 1st.
Yeah, we need one extra day. It is our April Fool's Day Spooktacular.
Mm-hmm.
For patrons only.
Available only to patrons here at nachoradio.com. So if you're a patron, look forward to that.
If you're not, you can become one again at nachoradio.com or daveanddarren.com. This particular podcast brought to you by Nature's Treatment of Illinois. Two locations, Tech Drive in Milan and West Main Street in Galesburg. Milan is open every day. Galesburg is open weekdays and Saturdays. The Milan store offers both medicinal and recreational. Galesburg is recreational only.
Till we get a chance to do it for you again, thanks for listening. Hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock Island.
Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Hey, stick a fork in me. I am done.